Yeah, it's very disappointing to see this happen. Blue tongue has been rampant across Europe and other countries and has caused huge devastation to the livestock sector. And it's, of course, a problem that Ireland has been awaiting that could come here. We've been very fortunate up to now. It's a disease which, as you say, doesn't have any human impact in that there's no danger to public health, but at the same time, animals that have got blue tongue, you know, have to be slaughtered and taken off the farm. And you know, it's really what farmers need to be doing is super vigilance, really, is what's needed at this time. We also, of course, this week will be meeting with the Minister for Agriculture, we hope, for to get a briefing as to what exactly they're going to do. When it was discovered in the north there a couple of months ago, there was talk about vaccinations and all of that, and there is a programme we hopefully in place for to roll out vaccinations if that's required. But we don't know whether the vaccines are in stock, and that's one of the things we want to clarify with the Minister. The situation is quite volatile, because if we do have any more outbreaks of blue tongue, it would mean that it would have a devastating effect on our cattle exports particularly. So it's something that's very, very serious, and serious particularly for the whole of rural Ireland, because if farming is on the back foot, you know, the economy in rural Ireland is in a bad situation, because so many businesses and so many people depend on the agricultural sector.
Are you surprised, considering the fact that there was a case detected in Northern Ireland before Christmas, the Department of Agriculture haven't been more proactive here in trying to get the message across how to stop the spread, because inevitably it was always going to get into the Republic?
It's unlikely that the cases in Wexford are related to the cases in the north, unfortunately. We don't know, of course. Blue tongue is spread by a little midge, and the midge spreads the disease from one animal to another, and particularly when they're housed in a farm. But of course, you can't fence against midges, and you can't stop them from travelling, and that's going to be one of the difficulties. This time of year is not a time that those midges will be active, or indeed be able to carry the disease, because if the temperature is, I think it's below 12 degrees, blue tongue won't live in the midge, so therefore it doesn't get spread as easily. But that doesn't mean that we can be in any way complacent about it. It's a serious issue, and we need to ensure that farmers are super vigilant in regard to it, and keeping a very strong level of observance of their animals, etc. Now, they don't show much symptoms, and that's one of the difficulties of this particular strain of blue tongue. There's very little symptoms in the animal, and for a lot of cases, the farmer wouldn't notice what's wrong. Other than in sheep, the blue tongue seems to be more prevalent, that if it's found in sheep, that you will notice their tongue blue, whereas this particular strain you won't notice the cattle's tongue going blue. So it's a problem that is going to be hard to monitor, but that doesn't mean that we can be in any way complacent about it or think there's nothing we can do. Farmers need to be very vigilant. They need to be ensuring that they're keeping a great track of their animals, watching them very carefully.